I hate Dan Carota. There, I said it.
What?
You
How dare you?
You blasphemous motherfucker. You are an insult to the great new god.
Do not insult.
We are all devout followers of Danism.
The meme lord of Tokusatsu.
We are all Danites.
Oh, that's why Garden like XA.
Because of Dan?
Dan is one of them.
Dan it, Dan it, Dan it! And now to do something I haven't had a chance to do for many weeks. Cue the roll call!
Wait, we started?
We're live!
Zen Kaigan!
Connect. Loading.
Broadcast.
Equipment Wielder. Blue Caster. Cheetah's a Zeal.
Loyal and Loud. Pink Caster. Lay.
Explorer from the Unknown. Yellow Caster. Auto Guard.
One Little Spark of Courage. Dream Caster. Global South Perga.
Broadcasting loud and opinionated perspectives across the internet.
Radio Sentai Cast Ranger.
On air!
No, don't keep that in!
Oh, yes.
Oh, oh yeah, God. We started!
Oh, God, don't keep that in!
Hello, everybody. No. Well, welcome to Radio Sentai Cast Ranger.
Episode 161. I looked it up this time.
I'm Pinkcaster Lane. What's up? My name is still the same.
It's pronounced Pinkcaster Lane!
No. Also, first off,
it's Lane.
I'm not editing Cast Ranger, only editing extra extra because Anthony doesn't have time. Anthony has to edit the actual episode.
Yeah, but Anthony, you hear that? You're editing it, not Gar.
I'm only editing the news, because you don't have time for news.
Hi.
Click.
Call me.
Anyways, it's 4 out of 5 of CoreCast here.
Because Redcaster has to play daddy.
Yeah, ooh, responsibilities and stuff.
Yeah, like, geez, having a kid, so overrated.
Right?
Oh, and here's something we haven't been mentioning the last few weeks. It's episode Centrit.
Who gives a shit about Centrit?
Hey.
Certainly not me.
Hey.
I like Centrit.
You said it, not me. I was done
Blaze
with
Blaze in
weeks
our
ago.
Discord chat mentioned it.
Thank you, Blaze.
Oh. Like, what is Centrit? Is it a flying squirrel? Is it a raccoon?
It's
what
a squirrel.
It evolves into a ferret.
It's a squirrel? It's a flying squirrel.
I'll be completely honest, I didn't realize it was a flying squirrel until Pokemon Go. Until I actually got a good
flies
shot
around
at it. I'm like, it's a flying squirrel.
Anyways.
And for it's a ferret.
So
squirrel. Ferret.
Last week I was remiss in my duties, but today I will start us off by describing what we're talking about. Today we are talking about X-Aid episode 42. Q-Ranger episode 24. Which is funny because 42 and 24 is a flip. It's a flip numbers.
Well, that's
no, no, we're
numerologists,
on
beware!
Aren't we on episode 20?
Nope.
Oh, yeah, 24.
24. And what I am excited about, which is odd to even say that, the Kamen Rider Ghost movie, Kamen Rider Ghost Rebirth, Kamen Rider Spectre.
Wait. We're talking about the Kamen Rider Spectre movie? I thought we were talking about Spectre, you know, the latest James Bond film.
Gee.
God damn it, I watched the wrong movie!
Cue the poster!
I'm just kidding, I actually watched it. We're live! Yes, shit!
That reminds me when I first started on Cast Ranger, we were talking about Ghost, you and Sel made a bit about you guys seeing Spectre.
Yeah,
debut.
We have learned this last week that Gar has a Philip level scary, accurate, encyclopedic memory of our show.
Guys, how many times do I have to tell you? I'm your number one fan. Until I came on, then I stopped giving a shit.
Yeah, that's why you don't listen to any episode of Cast Ranger unless you're not in it.
That's so weird.
I always listen to every episode because I just like hearing myself sound like a complete idiot.
So, give me a random number. Between 1
okay,
through
what
60.
Episode, what episode did I make the Star Ninja cancer joke?
Oh, that was when I started. So I want to say, let's see here. I want to say like episode 70, between 71 and 78.
Episode 75, Bakasumi, my favorite episode I've ever done.
Are we really going to... We've gone so far into this
show... Are we really doing this long?
That we could start a fucking quiz show based on our own bullshit.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Episode 75. I did not speak for that entire episode because I remember I thought I was the only one that liked the final episode of Drive and all you guys hated it. But then Lane said that he enjoyed it, so that's the reason why I never talked until that one time.
What the fuck?
Jesus Christ.
Dude, I love Drive. It's so good. Cue our stage section! You're in the minority for that, sir. This was a fantastic episode.
You want to say that again without a jar of Kool-Aid in your face?
It's not Kool-Aid.
I don't care!
A huge case of punch in mouth.
Juice.
He's going to get punch in his mouth, all right, if he doesn't stop.
I didn't see that coming.
You've been slapping me all extra.
Never saw it coming!
All right,
Nice.
Yeah, no, I didn't like the episode. I just don't like it.
I just hate, first off,
to clarify, so it's not Gemdius, it's Gamedius, which makes a lot more sense, actually.
And
uncharacteristically,
I am okay with this change,
no,
and
me
I immediately
too.
Accept
Whoa.
It.
I just saw a flash of lightning through Gar's window. That was freaky.
It's been storming a lot in here, in this area, all day.
The power doesn't
Thunder!
That was thunder.
Ka-chika, chika, chika!
We have displeased our new god, Dan Kurotoshin! We must repent!
How about now? Because I don't like that god.
Are you implying that you would damn that god?
Yeah, so Gar hates my favorite character in the entire show. I hate you.
Because... He doesn't know what he wants to be.
He wants to be god of the video games!
No, it's like, okay, first he started off as a businessman. Alright, that makes sense. And then he started using, you know, like, the dangerous zombie gadget. So which, every time he used it, his mind started to go on. Then he died. Okay, that's cool and all.
He died, that's
And then
cool.
He came back, because Poppy found him. Okay, that's kind of odd on why we're bringing back dead characters. Alright, he has his memory back. Okay, why is he doing the most stupidest fucking annoying shit?
Okay.
Because he
Gar,
is a creative person.
I'm
going to hung up on his own passions and pursuits.
I'm going to explain this for you right now. First off, Dan being a businessman beginning in the show, that was a front.
Absolutely.
He was always, always insane.
Yeah.
He just hit it really well.
Both,
you can see
both in context and out of context. He is a good actor.
Yeah, that episode where he de-henshin from Gemu after getting his ass kicked.
Episode
like,
11.
Like, Pallad was like, oh, wow, like, look at you, or whatever like that. You're like, got
oh,
your ass kicked.
Oh,
and
no,
he's
that,
like,
was, that was episode 7.
And he's like, oh, they'll never be able to defeat my genius, my awesome talent. And, like, yeah, he's always crazy. Yes, I agree with you. As he went turned a dangerous zombie, every time he kept using it, he'd go more and more batshit crazy.
Yeah, super insane from the beginning.
Reviving as Shindan Kuroto, that was actually apparently a plan he had for himself. He just was surprised it actually worked and got executed, because he expected someone to find the origin gadget for some reason. And then, yeah, now he's just like, I just want to get my game back and my company back. That's what he wants. He doesn't want his dad being a part of it anymore.
And that comes to problem number 2.
Oh, Masamune?
Yeah.
Well, good news, Gar! He doesn't exist anymore.
Well,
Gamedius sucked him up and absorbed himself with Masamune, and they formed an entirely new being.
For all my roleplay friends, Masamune is basically that new member that joins the roleplay session and makes everything about him so in which we have to focus the story around his
I character. Have the power to have all the powers I want.
No, that's God modding.
I wish for a million wishes! Oh, come on, you know that doesn't actually work.
So here's the thing. Everyone gets infected by Gamedius at the start of the episode, and they do that weird thing where they start later and then flash back to what happened
at
the end of the episode.
Yeah, I actually thought for a second that I'd accidentally missed an episode.
I really fucking hate when they do that! I've said that every time it happens, and I'll say it every other time it happens.
It was like, wait, when did this happen? And then I realized, oh yeah, they're doing
it. It's completely unnecessary, especially since the loop is like closed and completed in 5 minutes.
Beginning in situ. Sorry, that was really pretentious.
So, at first I was thinking, like, what the fuck did they expect when they summoned Gamdias? For him to play nice and die like an obedient little dog? But apparently Masamune reprogrammed him to immediately infect everyone fucking everywhere.
Yeah, because, like, you even see Dan, like, freaking out going, like, he shouldn't be this fucking powerful. Like, Jesus Christ. Like, he's not acting how he's supposed to be.
And we can see over the course of the episode that Masamune is slowly adapting what is clearly a Dan family inherited trait.
Yeah, like...
sanity.
Yeah, you
yeah,
see
I
him, like...
I was actually thinking, like, oh, he's starting to act like his son. I know.
Oh, you caught me monologuing! You caught me monologuing!
Well, no, just... at that point where he, like, absorbs... Gamdias. I don't give a shit of this. I don't give a shit about this.
Done with this.
It's just... it's like... oh. Great. You know who the real villain... like, he even calls himself... he's like, I'm the true villain of the game. It's like... you know who the real villain of the show should have been?
Who?
Should have blown everybody's mind?
Dr. Kagami.
Hinata.
That would have been neat.
Yes. You know, the director of CR. Like, oh... you think I was the good guy? No.
They did that with Dan.
No, yeah, but...
Dan
was already part of Gen Corporation. Them trusting their actual boss. Dan was his own thing. It would have been so much cooler.
Dan is indefinable.
That Hinata just backstabs everyone in the end.
I really love how, like, when Gamdias shows up and, like, Exade and Paradox show up to fight him, Exade actually makes a point to say, this is the final battle. Meanwhile, I'm just here looking at the watch on my hand that doesn't exist. Yeah, what episode is this? 42? Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah, we only got 2 episodes left.
That's not the point.
Well, it's because Exade thought this was going to be the final.
No, I know, but just like, I'm sure everyone watching thought the same thing. But here's the weird part. Apparently, Muteki Gamer, which is the thing that was designed to beat Cronus, which is designed to be the thing to beat Gamdias, wasn't able to beat Gamdias by itself. What kind of weird power transference is that?
Yeah, that was sort of strange.
Better question is, why didn't he just go level 99 and then, you know, reformat Gamdias' data?
Here's the thing. Gamdias is a stronger virus than they've ever had to deal with because he's now fully released. I made a point of thinking about that because... remember when Graphite tried to stop Cronus' paws by infecting his driver with the Gamdias virus? And it worked. But the problem is the level 0 powers that Laser Turbo had were able to negate it. But now that Gamdias is fully materialized and modified by Masamune, level 0's powers are no longer able to suppress it. And Genmu makes a point to mention that during the experiments. So Gamdias' virus has evolved beyond anybody's control. Until Dr. Mighty.
Alright, then why didn't they just, you know, toss the mech and self-destruct? Maybe that would work.
Because then we lose a valuable power.
That's true. Yeah.
And also he needs the maximum gashit in order to go Muteki.
No, I'm not talking about the gashit itself. I mean the actual mech.
Oh, wow.
Of 99, because we've seen him jump out of it before. Why not just jump out of it, toss it, fire a shot at it, of like reprogrammed data... that would have been cooler, instead of, hey, new gashit.
I have no idea whether or not that would be interesting, or, like, if that would work. I'd like to see it, but I feel like, A, no one is smart enough to think of that, and B, it wouldn't really have any sort of effect.
But at least with the characters, they'd be like, we could try.
Sure, and you know what? I will agree with a lot of people that the pacing on this is... ridiculously rushed. This is the character that has been built up over the course of the last
9 episodes.
10, maybe 20 episodes.
It's 9 episodes.
He's the boss of Kamen Rider Chronicle, and he's swept under the rug in a single episode.
Ooh.
And you know why that is? Because of Exade having less episodes. If the Exit were able to have a full 50-episode run, we could have spent the last 10 episodes on Gemdeus.
I just don't like the concept of Gemdeus. It's like, if you're gonna have something like that, make it that so he's throughout the entire show. Don't just shoehorn him in right when Cronus shows up.
Okay, and then this episode, we got rid of him. And Masamune and him fused into this new being.
So we didn't get rid of him. He just got absorbed.
Technically, we did.
I kind of like...
They became something different.
I like the idea that Gemdeus was able to channel the skills of all the other Bucksters. Like, we see him use Kaiden's swordplay and Alhambra's ruin magic and Graphite's Guren Bakuryuken. That was cool. I feel like if we had more time for them to fight Gemdeus, we could have seen him use all the other abilities.
Yeah.
Including, you know, motors. His secret most awesome ability to have a bike and be annoying.
See, that's another
to
thing.
Have a bike
it's
and
like,
be annoying.
And Salty's ability to make terrible puns. See,
don't they all have that ability?
That's another thing as well. It's like, what's Gemdeus' power? Oh, he has everybody else's powers.
I have the power to have all the powers I want!
That's kind of lame. You're supposed to be this big bad...
It's the Cartman Bugster!
Like, you're supposed to be like this big bad, but you just have everybody else's powers.
Yep.
You're not that special.
Okay, Gar, you still have to think about it. This is
video
game themed show.
Oh my god.
You gotta
stop
thinking about this as a traditional Rider series.
I know who he is. I know who Gemdeus is. It's Yu Yevon from FF10.
Okay.
The final boss battle was literally just him summoning evil versions of all the summons.
See, I was thinking more like he's like a boss rush, but in one character.
Basically.
It's sort of like the does anybody mind Binding of Isaac spoilers?
No.
There's a story in that game?
Sort of, but it's more like the true final boss.
If you care, zoom ahead 2 minutes.
Yeah, sorry everyone. 2 minutes.
I don't know.
The true final boss of that game is Delirium, and all it does, it doesn't have any attacks of its own, really. All it does is summon faster versions of every boss you've fought so far.
Jesus.
So, and also teleport around wildly.
Okay.
But that's basically the same. People were made the exact same complaints Gar just did. They said it was lazy and stupid and everything.
Okay.
Another problem.
Well,
Sorry, everyone.
I just want to mention that we finally got what I would call a good, satisfying laser turbo henshin. When he was in the CR office. I liked it.
Biggest problem. Just biggest problem that this episode had. Why is it just Emu and Pallad after Gemdeus?
Because Hero and Taiga are taking care of the people that are dying.
Gee, it's not like we have, you know, other doctors.
No, but they're
there
the
were
best.
A lot of people. They've stretched themselves thin.
Also, Hero and Taiga are the best at what they do.
They know
so
how
they
to
need
deal
the
with
best
the,
there.
They know how to deal with the game disease.
No.
Yeah, but it's like...
They Emu stated it to Hero, like, episodes ago. Or no, Hero said it to Emu. You're good at playing the game. I'm good at being a doctor.
Yeah, but
also, they're fulfilling both their roles.
Also, realistically, Brave and Snipe can't really contribute anything against Gemdeus.
Really
yeah,
can.
But four are better. Like, four against one is two against one. More heads are better than none.
Whatever.
It would have been cool to see everyone at least, you know...
We will in the
and,
battle.
And if we'd had more time for Gemdeus' arc to last more than a single episode, we absolutely would have had that. But unfortunately, Toei decided we just don't have the fucking time.
Yeah, because fuck X8.
Whoa, okay.
The show is kind of taking some missteps in its final episodes because of its lack of a final arc.
The last few? More like the last 10.
Well,
last 10 episodes have just been...
We can comment on the pacing of the last few episodes once the show's over, but the show is kind of making me...
I'm sorry for all of this negativity, everyone.
I mean, I've been fine with it. I don't know what
that's because you've been jerking off X8's dick since...
No,
since
he's been jerking off Genmu's dick.
No, but I have reasons.
Just
that.
Imagining him doing that... That smug smile.
Critical finish!
No, thanks.
Kaishi no Ippatsu!
No.
Kaishi.
Why do I almost imagine him actually freaking too?
I'm
Lame.
Sorry.
I do it in front of my Gemu shrine every night.
No, I meant dead.
Whoa!
Oh, sure.
Set to zero.
No, but
I don't even know what to think
or
say now.
No, as I was saying before, this I don't see this as just a traditional Rider show with a traditional story and everything. This is a video game themed show. It's themed after video games, so Toei's going with the whole video game thing. And like Guard, that's the reason why you don't like this so much, is because it's based around video games and you're not a big fan of video games.
Lane, Rider series first, Motif second. You don't make Motif first, then Rider second.
I've enjoyed this show thoroughly. Not as good as Drive.
So you would probably
personally
hate Sweet Precure, though.
I don't mind it.
Have you even seen it?
The new?
No. I'm talking about the one that was very, very, very heavily music themed, and that like permeated everything in it. It's the only series that's really done that with its theme.
Anyways, let's get to the quick bread and butter of the episode, where it revolved around Kiria and Dan thinking, coming up with a plan of, well, it was mainly Kiria, but thinking, okay, we need to think of a way to destroy the Game Gear's virus permanently.
No, it was more like, so, asshole, I'm just going to keep infecting you with this until you actually adapted to it.
Because Kiria had a plan.
He got the idea from Graphite, because the Graphite was infected with Game Gears for a long time and slowly adapted to it.
And yeah, so he looked at Dan with his 70 lives and went,
test subject.
Yeah, but it's like, just why you would have made this episode a bit like just been okay for me about that whole entire thing if Dan made that sacrifice. Not Kiria forcing him, Dan just being, I'll do it.
No.
Except that would completely ruin Dan's character.
No. Because Dan just thought Kiria was just attacking him.
Dan is not a character that needs a redemption arc.
If Kiria talked it out with him,
no, absolutely not.
Then it would have been fine. But no, it's just straight up fight.
Yeah, because that's in Dan's character. He doesn't give a shit. Like
they fight because that's how the Bugster virus works.
Yeah. So
it's about combat and video games.
And also, the laser fans were happy because they got to see fucking Kiria kicking Dan's ass.
Oh my god.
Also, it's not until now, that they haven't decided, hey, why don't we try infecting us with Geminis virus? That way, if he ever does show up,
because
we're ready.
There's a reason for that. Because up until now, every use of the Geminis virus was suppressed by level zero. Whether it was Genmu or it was Laser Turbo. When Cronus, I mentioned this before, when Cronus was infected by Graphite's version of Gendis, Laser Turbo suppressed it. So everyone was under the assumption that when Gendis showed up, he'd be no problem because two level zeros could take care of him. But clearly that's not the case because Masamune reprogrammed him.
Level zeros are so fucking dumb ideas.
I think it's a good idea.
I think it's cool.
I think is interesting is to note the fact that Laser Turbo level zero clearly has more HP in his gauge than Genmu level zero, because they fight on even ground that whole time and Kiria not once reaches zero, whereas he's killing Dan over and over.
We at least do find out that with Kiria he only has one life.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, no.
Because the continue thing is a function of the proto origin gashes.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so we get to see Laser Turbo, proto sports bike gamer level zero, who then spawns the bike gamer support machine. So it's Laser with a bike on him riding another bike.
And all the Laser fans were creaming.
Yep.
We
myself
talked enough
included
about creaming today.
No. If he wasn't wearing proto Shakuriki sports, it would have been 10 times cooler.
I liked it, but I would like to see that scene without it, because that is just Laser on Laser.
All the bikes.
Yeah, no, it was just the irony of, hey, I'm a bike form, wearing a bike, riding a bike.
And that scene was hilarious for two reasons.
I was a bike rider.
When he comes at him, Genmu, holds his arms out, as if to say, come at me, bro, for them to, finish making the vaccine. And that scene is funny for two reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, Dr. Mighty X is clearly based off of Dr. Mario, and another game that's like that is Tetris, so it's like Genmu was making himself into a T-block.
Yeah.
And secondly, Dan is sacrificing himself, so he holds his arms so like he's being crucified.
Oh my god.
What is this, the assassination plan?
No, but I love that he thinks just like the whole time, just like here he is, just infecting him just to kill him, and so then Dan's just like, yeah, well, I'll get you too, motherfucker!
It's like, oh, you
like how the continued pipe can apparently pop out of any surface.
And it can get bigger.
Yeah.
Like, I love they just came out of the wall.
Giggity.
And then, so then, yeah, Kirio whittles Dan down to 4 lives, and then he gets resistance to the virus, and you just see Dan in typical Dan fashion, which I love, just being like, haha, I've like, you know, absorbed the virus, I've suppressed it. Watashi wa fumetsuda! Yeah, you just say,
and also, that's fucking annoying.
I like
whenever
that.
He does something batshit crazy, it goes to the Dangerous Zombie music. It's like, we get it. He's crazy.
I'm trying to remember.
Like,
no, I'm trying to remember. Oh, yeah. It's like in Drive, like when Gen would like do shit, and then you just hear the Tango Traveler theme.
So Dan, after getting the vaccine completed, does something I never fucking expected. As a result of their fight, Kirio gets infected with the Gamdiz virus, and Dan cures him. I never fucking expected that.
Because Dan's cool, man.
Which makes it a real fucking dick move when Kirio then puts him back in his Pokeball and hands him over to the Ministry.
I mean, yeah, no.
Well,
like,
if you think of it, Kirio's saving his life because he only has 4 lives left. He can't be that reckless with
also,
his lives.
I guess.
Also, Dan has a fucking giant ass enter button on his keyboard.
Strong enter!
Like, I think that's actually a thing you can
I
get.
I want it! I have to have it.
Just so you can go, beer!
Just finish editing an episode. Strong enter!
Yeah, so they create the Dr. Mighty Gashit, and then, they, like, hand it out to,
Deus Ex Machina.
By the way, let's quickly note the fact that since Kirio handed over the Bugglevisor's Y to the Ministry, bye-bye Kamen Rider Poppy.
Yeah. Well,
goodbye.
Well, they gave him back afterwards, so I guess they returned his Y.
So, like, what...
Goodbye, form that you were completely useless except for a few episodes.
Okay. It was for fan service.
The fact
anyways.
The fact that she's useless is irrelevant.
No, Kamen Rider Poppy
that's
itself.
Who, no, I know.
Itself.
The
like,
fact that it's relevant is useless. I'd still like to see more.
No, the point of it... Just, they could have done so much more with it. It's
oh,
like,
I agree.
Yeah,
but whatever. I like what we had with it.
Unfortunately, Toei will eternally have a stick up their ass about female heroes.
No, they'll just have a stick up their ass when they ever need to write a fucking episode.
I think it's
you're salty today.
No, Discard doesn't like X-Aid at all. Like, it's I'm disappointed, honestly. Anyways, so when I watched the Raw and I saw them, like, hand over Dan, at first I was, like, extremely upset because I was like, oh, so they're just getting rid of him now for the rest of the series. Like, that kind of sucks. But then we watched it subbed and it was like, okay, we will let you have him, but keep him, he is not to fucking leave at all unless we give you permission to, like, let him do shit.
Oh, look, the Civil War.
In one Philip episode, Poppy lost both her belt and her room.
So, at first, I was mad, but now I'm not because, A, he can still be in the rest of the show, like the last few episodes, which I'm happy about, but also, it's understandable why they're giving him such restrictions and imprisoning him, because, you know, he still did bad shit, which I am totally... Yes, he did.
He is technically a bioterrorist.
Yes.
That is true.
My God.
Remember, that was the word they used back when in the 10s.
So then, like, Emu goes to, like, ask him something, and he's just like, oh, it's Shin Kuroto. And it's like, no, I have like,
that's
thrown out the name Shin Dan Kuroto. I am now Dan Kuroto Shinda!
And just a banner.
Just a banner.
Down.
And I was like, when did you... put that up!
Maybe he had decided already on changing it.
That has to be it.
That has to be it. Like, maybe he put it
just
up after he made Dr. Mighty.
No, I just imagine during. Like, he's pounding away at the keyboard and then just, like, leans over, scribbles it quickly, puts it up while no one's looking.
Oh, man.
That's gonna pay off later.
And you just see him standing there, just, like, at the edge of the screen, just being like, yep, that's me!
Worship me, bitches.
Yep.
Rick, why is there a needle from the ceiling that's tied to a pair of scissors that's tied to an to an egg timer 10 minutes after we left for the counseling meeting?
No reason.
That has nothing to do with me being a pickle, Morty.
Oh, pickle Rick, you're a gem.
So
yeah.
Dr. Mighty Double X.
Deus Ex fucking Machia bullshit.
No, that's cool that they were able to, like, I liked it. Because Dan and Caria are both very, very smart people, so combining their talents together created a cure for a virus.
I feel like if the Gemdis arc had had time to run its course, this is what they would have arrived at eventually. So I'm okay with the result. I just don't like that it was one episode.
You've been mentioning, oh, X-Aid's more focused on gaming thing, you know? If they were real gamers, they would figure out a way, like, you know, trying to beat the final boss without Deus Ex Machina.
No.
Are you implying that video games don't have Deus Ex Machina?
Okay, first off...
No, I'm implying that if they were if Emu and Pallad were true gamers, they would figure out a way to beat them before using that.
They were doing their best.
As much as I hate to be a parent, I feel like that would have been something along the middle point of what would have been a proper Gemdius arc.
Also, they didn't know Kyria was actually trying to do that, and so
they were just straight up fighting
him. Yeah, they were like, oh, cool, you thought guys love things.
Hey,
awesome.
Cool, plot device.
Yeah.
Literally.
Can we just move on to Q-Ranger now?
So, Masamune
shows
up, and in what I never expected... He just turns around and smashes Gemdius, and then the
like
two of them,
clock
two
up
them
Rider
and then they fuse together.
Yeah,
I love it too. Like we just see him just like screaming and just going like, ah!
Those were actually
like
were actually chilling screams.
Yeah, and like praise Masamune's actor, like great fucking job.
Would have been cooler if everybody was there, but okay.
Yeah. So Kyria gets accepted into CR officially because I guess he wasn't before.
And he gets a doctor's coat.
That was adorable.
And it's not like that could have waited until, like, you know, the credits of the show. Just saying.
Yeah. And so yeah, now we get Gemdius Cronus, and actually sounds really cool. It sounds like a Greek name or something.
And
I am Gemdius Cronus.
And I took a close look at the preview shots from next week. Taiga becomes Cronus, using the Gamer Driver and two Chronicle Gashets,
yes.
While Gemdius Cronus already has his.
Yeah.
So he's using Nico's and a third one out of nowhere, yeah. In the Gamer Driver, becoming Cronus, to fight Gemdius Cronus, instead of getting a proper final form!
You want... No, that's what I was about to say. You want a final form, or a new form for Taiga? There you go.
No!
That's great. I'm interested to see what's going to come of that, so...
Dr. Kagami should be Cronus.
In terms of Gemdius Cronus' design, I like it. I like the eyes. The eyes are fucking awesome. They're so cool.
It is, but...
It's a cool design.
I feel like a lot of the fandom wanted Nico to become Cronus because that is the logical progression.
Honestly,
of the ride player.
Honestly, that would have made sense, yeah.
I agree. That would have made a lot more sense. But no, like, again, Taiga wants to be... the hero. He wants to be the only one who's responsible for this. So.
She would have called herself Kamen Rider Nikronus.
Oh my gosh.
Can that be the name for the episode?
I wish you weren't. Like,
just Cronus with Rider player Nico's face. Just the hat. You have to add the hat, and that's it.
I'll just write Nikronus.
But alright, on to Q-Ranger, Yoshiaki! Alright, Q-Ranger episode 24. This was good. I enjoyed it. What's
best
our Yoshiaki counter
week.
At?
So, there were actually 5 Yoshiaki's this week, which brings our total up to 221.
There we go.
I like to call this episode the Preparation H episode because it made this asshole a little gentler.
Oh my god!
Oh, high five. That was actually really
that
good.
That was amazing, actually, yeah. That was
a good joke.
Q-Ranger.
Preparation H, it's a thing you use for your ass.
That's the most broad description.
Hey,
like, that could replace so many things.
Hey, everyone! If you go see the Q-Ranger movie, you'll get Q-Ranger licenses. Look! I made one for everyone! Look! Look, here's all 12 of them. Go watch the movie.
Is that what that was?
Yes. Yeah, every summer movie has a promotional item, and they always get promoted in the series.
Actually, when they showed up, I was wondering, is that the thing you get when you see the movie?
Remember Chase's license and drive?
Yeah, in Conrad Drive, Chase got his license, and then he's like, look at me, I got a license. And then fucking Chinoska's like, yeah, I got my license. Go see the movie.
It has the drive emblem on it for some reason, even though it's technically their legal driver's license.
Give me a license.
Anyways.
I love Kotaro gives one to, like, Rampo, and Rampo's just like...
Oh yeah, I forgot we had those.
Yeah, Rampo's like, ooh,
I get one.
I'm a Key Ranger.
Also, interesting to note, looking at these licenses, we finally have confirmed spellings.
And it's Naga Ray with a Y.
Shor Rampo.
Shor Rampo we knew from the shirt.
Yeah, Naga Ray with a Y.
Naga Ray is N-A-G-A-R-A-Y, and Hammy is H-A-M-M-I-E.
Yeah, that's how they've always been spelled.
Yeah,
no, I've seen all kinds of different spelling. Like
the only difference with Naga is that I've seen it spelt with two A's.
No, Naga Ray, people thought it was R-E-I. And then with Hammy, some people were saying H-A-M-E, some people were saying H-A-M-M-Y.
Eh, whatever.
But no, it's H-A-M-M-I-E and N-A-G-A-R-A-Y.
So Spawn and Raptor get the shaft again in this episode because Tsurugi's like, I need you to go do something for me, so go do that.
This whole episode, like, when everyone got eaten and, like, only the three of them were left, I'm just like, where the fuck did Spawn and Raptor go?
Off planet.
Which we didn't find out until the end of the episode.
Yeah,
that was annoying.
It made it seem like they were just being jerks, honestly.
Yeah,
honestly, I was okay.
I feel like this is going to be Spada's and Raptor thing for now on. They're just going to be Tsurugi's partners.
That's a shame.
Like, that's their new character trope.
I mean, at least...
I know you like Spada.
I love Spada with passion.
At least it'll allow for more chances to explore the Spada X Raptor ship, which I totally support.
Oh, God, that's what it is, too! That's why. Spada!
Raptor!
Spada!
Raptor!
So, like, Lucky still is just, like, kind of being a little sour about Tsurugi. He's
rightly
like,
so.
Yeah,
I agree
with them.
Said.
I'm just like... Like, you're a piece of shit, so... But we get some... No.
Blaze in our Discord chat says, if Spada X Raptor is a couple, Raptor's getting the shaft in more ways than one.
Ooh.
I support this!
Gotcha!
Oh, no.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so you have Lucky by himself. Garu and Hammy are usually teamed up together.
Are you trying to ship them?
No, Stinger, Champ, and
Kotaro.
Yeah, and Kotaro are together. Balance and Naga, because their feet, like, they've always been partners. Sholapo's always by himself. Raptor, Spada, and Tsurugi. The Q-Rangers are literally, like, separated into partners. Aside from Lucky and Sholapo. But if you really think of it, you can slap them together.
Yeah, because Lucky and Rompo will work really well together.
The show is literally trying to, like, force people into, like...
Teams.
Into teams.
I just like...
But there's so many of them that they kind of have to subgroup their
I
own.
Just love how we are absolutely continuing to ignore the Q energy bullshit, because Shorompo's like, fuck it, everyone go!
Yeah. There are points when it should happen, there are points when it doesn't happen. At this point, why does it even exist? Or maybe... No. A simple line could be like this. Oh, since we've been taking out more and more governors, more of us can go down.
Which, you know what? I would agree with you if they'd fucking say it.
Yeah.
So, the monster of the week...
A simple line can go such a far way.
So the monster of the week, Monsieur Gabbler, a.k.a. a fucking predator.
He does look like a predator.
Either that or
that's
he has
awesome.
Techie's hair.
Yeah.
Yeah. Predator.
Also, what was it?
Robotnik dildo.
Your robot dick
is back.
Robot dick's gonna tetch you.
And where he was cool was this dark. Episode, but then there was one teeny tiny problem that I have with him later on. All right, so I'm just gonna skip straight to Cutamagin.
AKA Disaster Resort.
It's
why was it only piloted by two of them?
Yeah, I think they're all gonna pilot it next to get like the full power of
Although that's gonna be really weird when like the four or eight of them are in like the limbs and then like the guys in the arms are just going, whoa, as the arms are flying around.
Okay. And That's one of my problems with it. The hands.
You mean the fucking rocket boosts?
Okay, I understand. We have to
Where'd
combine...
my hands
no,
go?
We have to combine toys together.
Was it really so hard to just stick a fist inside that toy?
Wouldn't it make more sense
I phrased
to
that poorly.
To, like,
yeah, I
was... put the rocket... Like, when it make,
yeah, the rocket booster hand.
Would it make more sense to put the rocket thrusters on the back, you know, for jetpack?
Yeah, unfortunately, I think they kind of wrote themselves in a corner with the Zord design.
You know what? That's the toy department's fault.
AKA design with a Z.
Yeah, that's the designer's fault. I'm not going to blame that much. But here's my problem with Robot Dick in this episode.
I just want him to, like, lean forward and, like, recoil his head inside and then fire it out.
Oh, my God.
Like a fucking pinball.
Okay, so what's the governor's name again? Gabbler.
Gabbler.
Yeah, okay.
What a fucking dumb name.
So Gabbler grows.
Gabba Gabba Hey!
And then the governor grows, but then the governor doesn't do anything to fight.
Oh, you mean Gabbler and then Tetsu grow.
Yeah, so
yeah.
Why did Tetsu need to grow?
I don't know.
Because
he escapes in the end, so there was no point for him growing. Oh,
yep.
But without him, they couldn't have transformed in Cutomagen. Again, a simple line could have been from Gabbler. Oh, like, since I'm the right-hand man of the governor, I'm just as strong as him.
You're
and
using,
then they
you're using
all
the wrong
combine.
Phrase here. Tetsu's rank is vice shogun. He is the quote-unquote governor, which is the daikon
yeah.
rank.
But he was like,
the vice shogun.
Like, he was, Gabbler was his right-hand man, as they mentioned. In
sure.
The episode.
Which is fine. Whatever.
Yeah, we got more into Tsurugi's past, which was interesting. We got to meet, like, one of his allies.
Cuervo from the Karasu system. Which
He's
is
a bird.
A little crow guy.
Bird man!
I liked him, though.
He was cool.
Until he blew up.
I wonder
he
if he knew Dan.
He needs to be another...
Not the Dan you're thinking of. For all those that got the Jetman reference, you're welcome.
Jet Dan?
You're welcome.
Dan.
Where the hell was I going with this game? Oh, so, like, I'm usually a big fan of, like, the monsters that straight up eat Rangers, but this one took it a little far.
Started
like,
with the
their
blood?
Blood?
It's like,
yeah.
I'm gonna turn you into my blood!
Like, seeing them inside it, like, getting their blood sucked out, and seeing their fucking worn-out faces, that was a little scary for a kid's show.
To me, it looked like that they were more tired than, like, blood sucked.
It straight up said that
but,
they were getting
like
it
no, for... No, I find it hilarious that Champ and Balance... Balance is like, oh, I don't feel tired. Champ is like, we're robots.
Oh,
yeah!
Yeah. I'm fine. Except later it started sucking their energy anyways, and Balance had sad eyes, and I was like, oh,
but it's
no!
Like, but it's like, that's the second time they've made that joke. Like, when they're going towards the sun. Oh, man, it's getting so hot. Wait, I'm a robot. It doesn't
okay,
affect
then.
Me. Yeah, it's like, we get it. You're robots.
Yeah, I feel like they could have done without that joke and just
balance,
had it be sucking
yeah,
their
balance
energy.
Balance is trying to fit in.
Balance is great.
By also dying?
Yeah. I'm sorry, I want an episode where Balance becomes a human for an
episode. Oh my god, or like a V-cinema
yeah.
episode of Balance.
Where he realizes...
Just like he pulls a chase.
No, where he actually realizes the consequences of like how his other teammates... Like,
sounds more like that episode of Futurama where Bender becomes human.
Yeah.
Oh,
woo!
Yeah.
But he just says woo. No, that's
escaping
from
the folds
fat.
Of his fat.
Oh, my tennis seems to be gone. Oh, never mind. I just moved. I'm getting a really good reception with it though. Maybe if I wiggle it around a little.
Stop
no, Bender, don't
God
make God cry.
Yes.
Woo.
So like.
Oh, yeah, Balance is a mechanical life form, not a robot.
Right. Yeah.
So like when Tetsu's like about to like fight like Lucky and Tsurugi, or like he's about to defeat Tsurugi and Lucky, whatever, like that. Just Rompo just like shoots them with the Ryu Voyager, and I was just like, yes, that's totally something Rompo would do.
That was funny.
It was fucking great. Just,
there was something funny that I wanted to mention.
Oh, go ahead.
When Lucky and Tsurugi finally team up and fight Gabbler before they go into their Voyagers, Cell was in the room with me. I was watching it on the couch. He was playing a game on the PS4. He turns his head. He's like, wait, there are two Red Rangers? I'm like, yeah, one's from the past. Why does he look like Magi Red? Because it's a Magi Ranger reference.
Because he's a Phoenix.
He's yeah. Magi Red in Time Fire.
Yeah.
Has
and
he
then,
not,
and
has
then
he not seen Time Force?
No, and then he sees Champ. He's like, wait, didn't he die? I'm like, yeah, but
he got
came
better.
Back.
He got better.
And I told him, it's like, and I just explained to him about what's been going on. He's
yeah.
like,
What I thought was really funny was Lucky and Tsurugi fighting over who gets to be the tank.
Oh, yeah, it's like, I'll be the shield, I'll be the shield. Wait, ow! Alright, you fuckers, take the governor, I got him.
I liked
they just shoot him.
I liked when Tsurugi, like, they're fighting him in Kitamajin, and, like, they're about to do their final attack, whatever, and Tenchi just takes Gabler and, like, uses him as a shield, and
yep.
Tsurugi's like, wow, you're using your minion as a shield, that's so bad taste, poor taste, and Lucky's like, fuck you!
You can't say that!
Can't say that, you fucking hypocritical prick.
That was great.
He's not quite that aggressive.
So yeah, then, like, there's, like, a thing where, like,
oh, yeah, we got the new,
Lucky's like, I'll be your shield, but I'll be a shield who fights. And Tsurugi's like, intriguing. I like that. And then, like, they're like, he's like, yeah, I guess I can be a savior. And then Rompo's like, I'm also a savior!
I'm here, too.
So, what about Zoidberg?
We look for the next MacGuffin. The Q-Tama MacGuffin.
The Tokay Q-Tama.
Well,
the one
back
that
lets
him go
time.
To the past.
To kill the shitty villains that suck ass.
He's gonna take you back to the past.
And of course, the planet name has to be a pun. It's Planet Talky.
To fight the governors that suck ass, he'd rather have...
The way the fucking monster designs go, there might actually be one that sucks ass.
What's the name of that planet again from the movie? Or from the B-cinema?
Sneeby? Sleepy?
They have planet Sneebly? Or yeah.
What?
Sneebly.
I forget. The planet from episode Stinger.
Yeah, planet Sneebly.
It's called something really dumb.
Bleakly.
Sleevey! The plant Sleevey.
I want
yeah.
the episode.
Yeah.
I want the episode where they go to the plant Pleakley, and it says Pleakley from Lilo and Stitch.
Oh! Is it time?
Tsurugi gets up, gets a license, and he's like, just because I'm older than you guys, you can just call me Tsurugi. It's all good.
I'm still gonna call you Better Red Ranger.
So next week, it's about Kotaro's mom?
Because
like, that's fucking random?
No, it's...
Well,
and Virgo Garu again!
No, okay.
Yeah, Kotaro's there, so...
Next week, they have to go to this planet, and they have to face their fears. In which...
Or they face their past.
Kotaro's
they have to face their past.
And Kotaro's greatest fear is telling his mom that he lost Jiro.
No, his greatest fear is losing his mom. His mom is dead.
Probably already dead.
Because next week is the Dawn Festival. You know, where Japan celebrates their dead ancestors.
Oh god, it's that Zuo-Jirō episode.
Yeah,
it's
so
the Zuo-Jirō.
Which was also about a dead mom.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that it actually lined up, but you're right. It does.
Same episode number.
Cool.
Fucked up.
So we can expect a dead mom episode from every Ranger series.
And then I got the shocking thing, like, you should have seen me.
The movie?
So, in the movie, we just see Rompo die.
Get
like,
fucking
literally
executed.
And I was watching this in Tim Hortons, dispatching my breakfast.
Back.
No, of course he does.
Big quotation.
No, but still, seeing him just get impaled with a blast, I, like, literally, I was like, oh, God!
I'm so sorry I missed that.
No.
Yeah,
they're
that was a little bit.
No, they're gonna pull a G.I. Joe the movie. He's in a coma.
And only the MacGuffin of him
up. He's in a coma. Hey, guys, Sholapo's back. Yeah!
Show!
Credits!
Rumpel!
Pretty much.
Yeah!
Well, we see that Show joins them in the final fight.
Yeah.
It's like in the room when fucking they like find Tommy Wiseau dead. Is he dead?
Yeah.
No, he's asleep. Oh, some people.
Alright, so let's get into our featured topic.
Featured topic.
Well, Kamen Rider Ghost, I didn't think you had it in you, but my God, did you?
That was such a cool movie.
So we are talking about the Kamen Rider Spectre V-Cinema and
Kamen Rider Ghost Rebirth, Kamen Rider Spectre.
Okay, thank you.
I just love how when the logo of the movie shows up, it's just tucked away in a corner.
Was
this
Power Rangers?
Forget the fact that this is Kamen Rider Ghost. Just pay attention to the cool guys.
No, it's like, it's like in Batman v Superman. The title's just in the same spot as well. Just Batman v Superman. Dawn of Justice. Blu-ray. Batman v Superman.
You, you know what you're here to watch. Ultimate Let's just edition. Get it out of the way.
Just.
But.
You're here to watch a better movie.
That creepy wow. fucking song.
Oh my. Okay.
It was
about
really.
About this song.
I had enough of this shit in Amazons. No. I didn't need more.
No. So, this song. Like, the I'm watching the beginning of this movie, and I'm just like, okay, this is fucking weird. And it's like, it's a scientist dude, and he's on, like, what I'm going to assume is an Icon
Death Star. It's another Death Star!
Yeah, it's an Icon Death Star.
We already have the Death Star happening in the fucking Key Ranger movie. Did we need another one?
With all his egg references, it seemed more like a Death Egg.
And if you actually listen to the lyrics, it's really creepy. It's about, like, breaking an egg and draining your blood and shit like that.
Yeah, but it makes sense when you know what they're
saying. No, the song's actually supposed to be, like, you know...
it's about him.
It's about... Well, it's also about, like, in... For pun sake, it's about, like, cooking an egg, probably.
Well, no, it's just...
You drain your blood into it?
That was a song.
I'm sorry.
It probably means the yolk.
Nothing will beat...
No, he said blood!
Okay, but I'm saying it's also about cooking an egg!
Nothing will beat when Lord Zedd sang Twinkle Twinkle Little Star in Japanese. Just...
Oh, you said Lord Zedd, and I thought you meant the one from
Emperor
Zedd?
Yeah,
Emperor
Zedd.
Zetto.
But no, as I heard him keep singing this song, I actually started liking it a lot. And every time he sang it, I was like, oh, that's so cool. Like, I like...
No, it was creepy and unnerving.
So his name is Danton, and, like, honestly, he was a cool villain. And, like, we learned a lot of shit. We got a lot of questions answered.
So let's go ahead and get out of the way what was the biggest plot bomb drop.
Was so
Not
cool.
even anything about Makoto himself, but... Remember the Shadow Makotos that we were talking about the entire run of Ghosts
and
how they were
what
never
the hell they
properly
were, yeah.
explained? This movie explained them convincingly, canonically, and with an airtight alibi for everything. Oh my god. So let's get into the meat of it. We basically find out that Makoto is an artificial human. A test tube baby.
And canon.
Yeah. And it's canon.
It's canon's
yep. And it explains a lot.
And apparently his real name is Ryo.
And I'm just gonna, like, wow. Makoto's reaction to finding this information out was so good.
And
so real.
It breaks him.
Like, you have a scene of him in the rain, just on the ground, just rolling, hands in his, like, face in his hands, and just freaking out, being like, what the fuck am I?
Writhing around in the plot rain.
Yeah, and just what am I? Like, is my entire life just nothing? Like, just, oh my god, it was so good.
Makoto wants to be a real boy!
What is it,
like, that's what Blaze says.
I wasn't born, I was created.
That from?
Mewtwo.
All I could think about was Mewtwo the whole time.
Oh my god, Makoto's Mewtwo!
Wait, you guys didn't think
that
Makoto?
Dark Club Zero is Mewtwo. We dreamed of making the world's most powerful robot.
And we succeeded.
So maybe it's just me, but were there clouds in the red sky at all at any point?
Yeah.
I think there were, because
in the
opening it shows clouds. Because
when I was watching it, I didn't notice that, and then like the plot ring starts up, and I'm like, there's no proper atmosphere. Are there clouds?
How's there rain if there's no proper atmosphere?
You also said that it explains how Makoto and Kanon could breathe in the Ganma world that entire time they were stuck there.
I love...
They were created for that atmosphere.
Yeah, because as Danton says, Makoto and Kanon, well, less Kanon, but they were the perfection of Danton's human evolution experiments. So they were the perfection that he desired, which he was going to pass on to his followers. So he was able to survive in the Ganma world with the corrupted atmosphere without any breathing problems. But as we can see, everyone else in the Ganma world who's now in a fully their own human bodies requires these little breathing patches with the word Shiki on them. And apparently Alan has just decided to put them into minimum wage labor camps.
Making takoyaki.
Can I just say, I think the funniest note I'm seeing on these notes right now is just, meanwhile in Ganma Land, which still sucks.
Yeah.
Wait, where is that?
The top one.
I have done something I think everyone in the world will appreciate. I've colorized the sky.
Or I'm going to. Sit tight. It'll happen tomorrow.
Did we mention that Akari and Igor are working together and Igor's wearing a Hawaiian shirt?
And I think almost at one point, like, it was, like, at first, like, Akari was about to slap Igor for something, but then she doesn't, and then you just see Igor, like, pointing towards his face, going like, no, slap me! Slap me!
He's become a masochist. He wants it now. It's really fucked up. But what's really fucked up is just the fact that they're working together. Like, he popped up from behind the machine, and I actually shrieked out of shock.
No, me too! I was like, oh, right, you survived all of this. I forgot.
I love him, so I'm so glad to see him again.
Is it that odd to see, you know, the scientist characters working together?
No, not at all.
Are you making that assumption just because the scientists... hated each other all show!
No, it's... They were both scientists, so they rivaled. Like, it was a rivalry, not hate.
Yeah.
So it makes sense for them working together for the same cause.
Except for the part where Igor was trying to murder them.
Yeah, there was that part as well.
No, but
they try to ignore that a lot with Elaine in this movie.
But at one point in the series, Akari did praise Igor for his intelligence, and Igor did the same with her.
Sure.
Can
we just mention that Akari, like, her new hairstyle is so awesome, and she's, like, leveled up to, like, Rina and Midori level of the Rider Scientist with that hairstyle now?
Also, she's, like, pretty. I've always found Akari super pretty.
She makes the hairstyle work.
Now, Gar, I know I'm gonna seem very hypocritical for saying this, but, like, I hated every time Igor was just like, "Ooh, you need my super talented genius!" Like, was annoying hearing
movie,
that from him.
In this movie, it did kind of get stale immediately.
Yeah.
I feel like Igor ran his course in the show.
He was wearing overalls.
I didn't even notice.
Yeah, no, every time, like, Igor would say something, he would mention about how fucking amazingly awesome and smart
he is.
Well, he is
pretty amazing and awesome.
Igor got really lame by towards the end.
Except for that part where he let Danton steal the blue crystal.
That was clever, though.
Yeah.
No, you know what that scene reminded me of? Mm-hmm. When Danton appeared with Akari and Jack.
And just tells him how to fix the machine?
Yeah.
Fix the Sky Fixer 7?
It reminded me
of the Sky Fixer.
Back to the Future Part 2, where future Doc Brown bumps into 1955 Doc Brown. They're just chit-chatting about bringing Marty back in time, but past Doc never realizes it's him from the future.
Yeah.
What are you working on? Working on some weather experiment. Oh, you know it's gonna strike lightning at 10, right? Yeah, I know.
Well, before we move further in the movie, one of the early shots of Alan and Makoto, like, just standing there and talking, and they're talking about, like, so many people have died for my ideals. Immediate cut to the grave in front of them.
Holy shit!
And my brain just went, so many have died for my ideals. I just shot them up at the sky hoping it would turn blue, but it didn't work. They just fell back down. And that's why the people don't like Alan.
That's terrible. Yeah, like, even some kid is just like, you're just thinking of something that's never gonna happen! Like, stop trying to make sky blue happen, alright? It's not gonna happen!
Hashtag not my president, hashtag make Gondoland great again. hashtag not my emperor.
China!
So this is China, huh? What a dump!
And speaking of interesting fates of former villains, oh my god, Javert is the new Onari, and Onari is the new Shotaro.
Yeah, like, Onari's trying to pull, like, some Nabashin type shit.
I love it! I don't know anything about Nabashin, but I love it!
I thought it was weird, but I'm glad Takaru, like, sort of explained it. He's like, oh, they had, him and Javert just kind of had a fight.
There was an incident with Javert, which they never explained, and that bugs me.
I want to know what the incident was. I think they were just, like, Onari wasn't taking his job seriously anymore, and Javert was taking his job too serious, so he was just like,
I guess,
get the fuck out. Or something. But yeah, Takaru wasn't in this movie that much. He didn't even transform. Not once.
And
like,
the one time we thought he was going to fight Chloe, they just cut away, and when they come back, he still hasn't mentioned.
There was the other time where, like, they first encounter her, and, like, Alan transforms, and, like, he's sort of trying to, but, like, he keeps getting, like,
push back where he can.
I love that scene because Danton stands up there and makes his speech about, like, I'm going to save this version of humanity. Come with me. And Alan immediately decides, I disagree with your politics. Let's resort to fucking violence.
Yeah, let's have a fight.
You guys do know why Togger didn't hinge in for this.
Because this is not person. Ghost. It is Spectre, the movie.
No.
No, what was the actual reason?
Hey, Takayama, can you come back? I can only come back as Gyro. I'm too busy with Hexaid.
Yeah, can we say, can we, like,
they just
Gyro is dead, like, perma-dead, very, very actually dead and
yeah,
didn't come back.
Like, he's splat of blood.
He's dead,
Jim.
Danton ate him.
What's funny is, I saw him in, like, when I saw him get, like, thrown off the stairs a little bit, and back I was like, eh, he can do that, because he's a
I thought Gyro was just gonna get dunked down the hole.
And then he has Igor's form for some reason.
Which was cool, but I'm like, wasn't the other form he had stronger?
Yeah, Ultima.
Unless maybe he just prefers to have the utility of Igor's, like, different icon forms, but
I forgot Gyro existed. I'm sorry.
Hey,
all did.
Hey, the translators forgot about him because they didn't spell his name right.
It's actually pronounced Igor, but I'm still
gonna call
him because it sounds cooler.
Wasn't that a Jontron?
Like, that's a Jontron joke.
Like, last time I checked, Gyro's name was spelled Gyro. Not Jirayo.
I don't know.
However they spelt it in this movie.
So, yeah, we also get introduced to Chloe, which is Danton's other artificial daughter.
Is sealed in fucking crystal for a reason that's never
explained. So, at first, I thought, because I was talking to Gar about this earlier, I said, like, oh, she was kind of useless, she had no point in the movie, and then Gar actually made a very valid point.
Alright, so since Makoto and Kanon are technically test tube babies from this guy, Danton, Chloe is what the viewer is supposed to represent on how Makoto and Kanon would have been
if they
stayed
yeah.
with Danton.
Because technically, as Danton says, because Kanon actually died, she is the failure, whereas Chloe is supposedly the perfected
and
version of her.
And now I'm just, every time I see this movie, I'm just going to be disturbed by how much Danton and Chloe remind me of Man in Cloak and Alina from my Kamen Rider story, in which it is just disturbing. Like, it gave me shivers.
When that kind
shivers.
Of thing happens, it's always weird.
Wait, so if Kanon's the failure and Chloe's the perfected version, does that mean Kanon is non-canon?
Hello, it's Kanon.
All right. The show's gotten very violent.
Are you okay?
He's being hit with a pillow. No, he's not.
Stop!
Alright.
Hit me instead.
Give me that.
Can I jam it?
Okay, don't hit Ichi with it. So, like, as we see later, like, yeah, Makoto's just, like, questioning everything. Like, at first he actually believes everything that Danton's saying, and, like, he's like, oh, yeah, maybe you're right. And, like, he's even, like, trying to convince everyone else, like, yeah, no, guys, like, this guy's for real. Like, he's trying to save the entire world, and he has a pretty good idea how to do it. And then...
And he shows it by, like, converting the people that follow him into, like, his evolved humans. And then promptly eats them to fix the army break, saving Kanon from rocks.
Which at first we thought Kanon was
Didn't he say
was
it
good.
Was the people who weren't following him that he did the...
No, the people he absorbed were the ones who agreed to him.
Oh, jeez.
Part of the modification that he did was to make them, be able to be turned into... regeneration for him.
Yeah.
But
it just, like, and then at some point, like, Alan, like, everyone finds this, like, Danton's lab. Like, it's super fucking funny.
His lab did crash out of the fucking
true.
Sky.
Also...
And then he just steps out and he's like, hi, honey, I'm home!
Also, we got to see Sayonji, who's, I guess, was still wandering around the Gamma World because he was since the Hyper Battle Special.
I fucking love it! The first time he shows up in front of Makoto, he's like, no, don't do it! I'm here to stop you! And Makoto just gently shoves
him
to the side.
Yeah, no,
oh,
but,
okay,
yeah,
fine,
no.
I guess you can go! Just don't hurt me!
Yeah, Makoto's just like, fuck off. Like, I have no time for your bullshit.
Why am I useless?
Don't go there. Buzz off, Randall.
Fuck off, Sayonji. Jeez.
Oh, okay. And then, like, he takes the shot for canon later, and then as he's dying, you're just like,
am I a luminary now?
Am I cool now? Do I get to be an icon?
Why do you give him that voice?
And now I am the hero.
Oh, God, that actually reminds me of something.
DX Scion G Icon.
I'm sorry, but that reminds me of something you said when we were watching the movie, which is that one old guy who joined up with...
Oh, yeah.
Yes, and you were just like in the old person voice, now I can live for two more years.
Yeah, like the old guy who was sick who joined Dantonism.
You had to do the voice though.
He just walks up and like they're all like, yes, thank you for saving us, and I just imagine the old guy going, hooray, now I can live another 2 years.
Yeah, and I just freaking lost.
Wow.
At best.
That's terrible.
But yeah,
spoilers, he didn't live another 2 years. He barely lived another 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I don't think those people came back.
It was a week before.
So then at some point, Alan also Alan also discovers the Makoto canon, like, laboratory, and he's also fucking shocked as hell about it.
He's just like, oh, God.
So then he realizes, oh, shit, probably Makoto saw this, and he's probably feeling really shitty about himself right now, so I need to go, like, you know, convince him that, like, oh, he's, you know, you're you. It doesn't matter what the fuck you are. And then, like, proceeds to fight Makoto, and, like...
By the way... The only proper-ass henshin we got this entire movie was Sin Spectre at the end. Every other henshin we got was either off-screen or just, like, a quick flashlight.
Oh, that pissed me off.
I know! What the hell? It's
really
a Kamen Rider movie!
Because I hate...
It's not in the budget.
But it's a V-cinema. They should have had a lot of budget.
Not in the budget. You guys can do gore, not in the budget.
Okay.
Gore.
Like, even especially with Deep Spectre, because, like, I don't like the form Deep Spectre, but I like the sounds, I like the voices it makes, and I like the transformation. Like, it's cool, but I just don't like the form. So then, yeah, through the power of friendship, I guess, Alan makes the friendship boost icon.
Yujo Burst.
Yeah.
He finally has a super form.
I love how they got around the limitations of the Mega Ulure by having him activate it, which pushes the burp sound.
Yeah, I thought that I was kind of disappointed. That.
I mean, based on the way the Mega Uloader toy works, they kind of had no choice, because if he had used it properly, it would have thought it was a normal ghost icon and just went, ghost!
And so they fight some more, and then Alan gets stabbed.
And we thought he was going to die!
I'm cool, dude! You ruined my new form debut!
No, and, like, you see him fall over, and then, like, the blood's on his pants.
Blood is pouring down.
On his pants.
I was genuinely worried they were gonna leave Alan dead.
So does that mean that Alan's Necrom icon is forever changed?
Oh, that's
maybe.
Just think of it. That new icon...
When he lied there, died, it was still usual birth, so probably?
Cool.
I'm still waiting for that Necrom set. With Yujo Burst and the color Necrom icons, that would be an awesome set to release.
I want Necrom Blue.
And at first I'm like, oh, they can't release the Yujo Burst. Wait a minute, Tokon Vuz and Deep Spectre have their own electronic noises. And yeah, they could. They could do that.
Yeah.
But it's probably too late now.
Then Makoto, like, blows up the lab and all the Makoto and Canon clones. So
oh my
like,
god, that scene was so fucking awesome.
He just leaves it on fire in the background.
Makoto actually counts up his sins.
Yep.
The seven sins.
Quickly, though, like, Danton does, like, he looks into the lab, like, with all the Makoto clones, and he looks in, and he's like, 15 are missing. Probably Adele's doing.
The explanation! It fits so perfectly.
I know, but I love he just assumed it was Adele. Like, he just assumed that it was him who stole them.
I guess they knew from the start that Adele was a dick.
Well,
just
Adele's fucking shitty
villain.
Or, again, simple scene could have been added of him checking security.
Checking security footage?
Yeah.
Whatever, we got it.
It's very... Honestly, this explanation was better than the original one that I heard, where it was like, oh, it's just the Spectre icon pissed off at Makoto for not using him a lot anymore.
There's one moment where Danton drops the Mugen no Kanose line, and I'm just like, triggered.
Yeah, so he does actually, like he's like, oh, I'm sin for blah, 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 I'm sin blah, 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 blah. And he's like, my sin,
what
blah, blah,
the
blah,
fuck
blah.
Are you talking
like
about?
Like, the part where he's, like, counting all of his sins.
Yeah, so, like, he counts up his seven sins. Number one, believing in Danton. Number two, endangering people. Number three, turning against his friend. Number four, not believing in his friends. Number five, denying a future for his siblings. Number six, all of Danton's sins. And number seven, being weak enough to believe in Danton.
And we gotta need to put,
I feel like they stretched that a little too
well,
far.
I think number six should have been,
though.
No, I think number six should have been, you know, killing Alan.
Well, that's, I think we can cast that under number
four. I think number four should have been gluttony, eating too much takoyaki.
Yeah, this was a death.
So yeah, Makoto proceeds to blow up the Venture compound, and killing all of the Hank and Dean clones.
I watched that episode and found that out, and I was disturbed.
No,
yep,
I was like,
you were supposed to be.
Yeah, and then one of the Venture brothers finds out that he's a clone, and he's disturbed, super disturbed by it.
No, he destroys all the Shadow the Hedgehog clones.
Oh!
Well, to be fair, the final form of Danton just straight up looked like he was wearing a Shadow the Hedgehog cosplay.
Ow, the edge.
I love Ow, the edge.
And as, like, the explosions are happening, there's just, like, a shadowy, like, form of one of the Makotos who's just smiling. Thank you for putting us out of our misery!
Yeah, that was never really explained.
No, that was Shadow Makoto that fused with Makoto in the show.
Sure.
Was it?
It was. Yeah.
At this point, I'll accept that.
So then, yeah, he summons the Sin Spectre icon, which is literally the Mugen icon, but it's blue.
Better.
And it has devil horns.
Yep.
Because it's the opposite of Mugen. And then, yeah, he transforms into Sin Spectre, and it's just...
Oh, it's so good. The chime is good. The form is cool.
And
the sounds are good.
I loved every single time it just went, Sendai Kaigan!
The music in that scene is beautiful. The battle is great. All of the attacks are cool. We get to see his entire arsenal get powered up and reused.
My favorite was Sendai Kaigan, Gluttony Bite.
Which was new, but it was like Burakawani kicks.
Yeah, so we have the Envy Slap, the Lust Bullet, the Sloth Glaive.
Which are powered up versions of
yeah.
Omega Smash, Spark,
yeah.
and Fang, respectively.
The Gluttony Bite, Pride Fist, Greed Slash, and then the Wrath Flame. So, they were all awesome attacks, and like I said, like I did not get tired of hearing Sendai Kaigan.
Oh no, I
time.
Love it. It was
oh,
so good.
It was so good.
And then, as he powers up for his final attack, just the beautiful, beautiful
the sky
shot of like
just explodes
you see
blue.
In the background, like they finally fire off the Sky Fixer, the fixed version.
I was just expecting to just see a game clear.
And just as the sky turns blue finally, which was such a beautiful moment.
He's got those six wings and he's just going down like all angelic.
And just like deadly Omega Drive. And then he like falls down slowly like a fallen angel. I don't know why it was that slow, but I don't care because it was so awesome.
It was.
And he just smacks and just boom.
No, like everything about Sin Spectre is so fucking
that was
cool.
So, remember when the icon was announced and it was like, ew, it's a Mugen recolor?
Well, no, like...
I'm pretty sure I was like, it's Mugen, but fixed.
Well, I like both of them. But yeah, and then he's just like, I have three dads. I got Takeru's dad, I got my fake dad, and I got Danton.
All of which are dead now.
Also, that was explained, too. It's like, I have a father, and he's like, oh, no, Daigo was my assistant, and
whose name was actually Go Die, apparently.
Go Die.
And then he did.
Go Die!
No, but what Daigo did was...
Go Die Yusuke?
Wait a minute, how did we not mention Onari even once?
We did, how he was Nabushin.
Not machine. He was a detective.
But yeah, he fixed the machine.
So, no.
I guess I just completely
so
spaced out.
Daigo took Makoto and Kanon. He stole them away from Danton, and then he took them to Earth to raise them as his own children.
And then abandoned them to go on his side quest with Argos.
Yep.
Look, I gotta give this to Ghost. Takeru himself may be a bland piece of shit, but everyone else around him has the most interesting and well-explained lore of any recent writers
but the one question that will remain unanswered is what was Onari like before he became a monk? I want to know. Because he's like, yeah, I've done some bad shit.
Beast Cinema, Onari.
Oh, God, I would love to know. Just an Onari side special.
Oh.
I would love that.
That would be so good.
Onari is best ghost female protag.
No, it's just Kamara ghost novel. Onari edition.
If they put out a novel, I would read it.
Where they just release everybody's backstory in short stories.
Yeah.
Light novels.
So, something funny that I wanted to point out. Danton, earlier in the movie, takes the damage for cannon for when random rocks fall down. And because of the rocks, he loses his arm. Meanwhile, at this point of the movie, he takes some final attack from Sin Spectre, still has his arm. Confirmed, Sin Spectre is weaker than rocks.
Well, yeah. Why do you think Godzilla's main weapon is rocks?
Yeah, he always throws
rocks.
So yeah, then we cut to like everyone's gathered and Alan's like in his dad's outfit.
Yes, that's right. I have stolen my dead father's clothing. Worship me as your god.
So,
gee, it's like when Lando dressed up as Han.
Except
Empire.
Oh, and quickly, Makoto's like talking to Ken or whatever like that, and then he actually says, "We live, therefore we are." And I was like,
he
said the title of the ghost theme. I'm like, that's cool.
He said the thing.
That was really necessary.
And then Alan actually,
gives a
really awesome speech, and then I just made like the joke. It's like, yeah, many of you died,
but that is a sacrifice that I am willing to make.
We probably could have just all gone to Earth, and we would have been fine there.
You guys could have just chilled at the Daitenku Temple while we fixed the Sky Fixer.
Imagine seeing thousands of people at the temple.
Look, through this whole movie, we never saw more than maybe like 50 to 100 people at most.
There is a city. Like, we saw a nice shot of, like...
There's a good thousand people.
But it's cool knowing that, like, the Gamma World's actually, like...
It's just we can only afford 50 extras.
No, but it's cool.
Again, budget constraints.
No, but it's really cool. The Gamma World is literally another universe. Like,
which
it's a planet.
Which we knew.
Well, no, I just thought it was just, like, a single plane of existence.
Emily.
Like,
which has space in it.
Muppets
okay.
Most Wanted.
But,
well, we got the band back together, and hey, all of our fans are back. Actually, those were just extras.
And yeah, as Blaze is mentioning in our Discord, they clearly are trying to hint at a Taku x Chloe ship, even though...
Akari x Igor, too.
Yeah. Akari x Igor, I could kind of see, because he's a masochist, and she likes slapping him.
Oh, but Akari and Taku have a thing for each other.
Blank piece of wood has with iron.
What?
Takeru is a blank piece of wood and Chloe is a blank crystal. They have no defining.
They're gonna be
traits.
A Kamen Rider build form.
Like she finds out Danton's dead and she's like, well, I have nothing to live for now that he's dead.
You can find your purpose, just take your first step forward. What the fuck does mean?
No,
what do I actually
no,
do?
No. And that is literally the point where I'm like, oh shit, that's my character Alina. Like killed off her dad, and then she became her own character later on, in which I'm like, oh my god, I feel disturbed. I feel dirty.
No,
and while he's talking to Chloe, he like does the thing where he like points his finger to the sky, and I'm like, are you really trying to be Tendo, you motherfucker?
No, put your take a step forward. It's like that song.
Take a step.
No, it's like that song from Santa Claus is Coming to Town. You know, put one foot in front of the other, and soon you'll be walking out the door. I love that movie.
That song was just about people wanting
Grimsley
to get annoying
Swan.
People out of their lives. Just walk out the door and leave me alone.
No, it was about changing from
evil to
good.
Yeah.
That's off, Randy.
I just love how we get the shot of
winter,
the,
please.
We get this funny shot of the left behinders at the temple, just sitting there sipping coffee, hoping Onari didn't fuck up.
yeah, like the mailman.
Meanwhile,
man.
He saved
the mailman
everyone.
And not
Shibuya. Yeah, the Onari and Shibuya or Narita, whoever, got the fucking mailman to join their threesome of Nabishin cosplayers.
Like I can't even signed up for the shit.
Delivering the mail.
Also,
is easier.
No Edith this whole entire movie.
Yeah, no Edith, no Yurisen,
well,
like Yurisen the cat.
No cat. Hey, what happened to the cat? It's missing. It's missing Jim.
I miss
the cat is now an icon.
Yeah.
Alan gives his whole speech about, like, now that under this blue sky we are united as one. Now go back to working at McTakoyaki.
We are many. You are but one.
Now I'm just thinking about, like, oh, after that speech, it should just have the final music from the Bugs Life movie.
No, just if I could change, everybody could change. Just Rocky before.
Oh my god.
So then, yeah, we get a nice, really song, cool song during the credits, and then it just literally ends with Makoto walking past like three cardboard cutouts of his three fathers.
Hi, three dead dads. Bye, three dead dads.
Yeah,
Gaara was like,
do nothing.
That's not even fucking Tenkuji Ryu. That's just a cardboard cutout of him.
From the looks of it, it looked like they literally took a picture of him
and just spliced it in.
Yeah, and just spliced it in. It's like, you guys didn't even try.
And then Makoto just like walks off to nowhere, to do nothing.
Yeah, he just walks into a fade out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that is the end of the Spectre movie, and in my honest opinion, this was a fantastic movie, and this is the best thing Kamen Rider Ghost has ever produced.
Despite all of the weird stupidity I've complained about, I have to agree. This movie was phenomenal. I enjoyed it. I watched it twice, and I loved it both times.
I thought it was freaking awesome. I actually really like Ghost, and I miss these guys. I'm sorry. I know that that's not a popular opinion, and it's okay if you make fun of me for it. But this movie was still, like, compared to the rest of Ghost, it was great. Like, really, really good.
It answered so many questions.
Yeah. And even with artificial humans is awesome, though.
Why, Gar?
This movie kind of sucked.
Did it not meet?
Is it because it reminded you too much of your fanfics and it stole your ideas?
No.
Did it not meet your expectations? That sounded
okay,
better in my head.
Look, the Figment 2 comic came out and used the exact name and premise of a villain that I created like 10 years before.
It's not even that whatsoever. What does this have to do with the series?
It explains one of the biggest plot holes in it.
It explains the Shadow Makotos, and it shows that Alan and Makoto did succeed in the mission that they set out at the end of the series, which was to restore the Ganma world to livable conditions.
That
was what the whole movie was about.
It was just, hey, what are Spectre and Necrom up to in the Ganma world?
It's just the whole thing with, like, oh, you're not really a human, you're like a creation
a doll
of mine.
Without a soul.
And it's like, alright, how does that affect the show? Excuse me? How does that affect the show? He's never questioned that. So, in which having this taking place at the very end of the show, it's like, there's no point for it. The show is still the show. You guys didn't change anything, except,
that's why this
plot point
wasn't in the show, because
it's
not essential.
So what's the point of it, then?
Just made an interesting twist for the movie.
Yeah, and
I liked
it gave him a lot of depth. It ends up going nowhere because Makoto is still Makoto.
No, but the point of the show, it has always been, like, no matter who you are, where you come from, or like what your origin is, you can still choose to live as a human and live the way you want.
So this movie completely succeeded in nothing.
If that's the way you choose to look at it, sure.
This movie is.
It adds nothing to the show. It's like we said earlier. It's like Mewtwo. It's proving that the circumstances of your birth or who your father was doesn't matter. It's your choices in life that matter.
Yeah.
But it doesn't affect the show.
It doesn't have to. It's still
a
good story.
It can just be a movie that takes place after the series.
I think that's kind of the thing that's affecting this V-cinema the most. If it took place during the show,
Has there been any V-cinema that actually did make an impact on the show that you were talking about?
Yes, Kamen Rider Drive Saga's Heart and Mach. That, you know, expands on, like, since, you know, like, it expands on, like, since we already know of the future of Kamen Rider Drive, they're kind of building up towards it. And, you know, it expands, like, it doesn't, you know, change the character's history, it expands on it more for his future. Like, take a good example.
This expanded on Makoto's history, it just expanded in the past.
Take a good example. Mach. Mach's part of the story is him accepting the fact that Chaser may never come back, and he has to move on with his life. Spectre movie. Makoto realizes he's no longer human.
No. The idea with Makoto was he finds out the circumstances of his birth, and he thinks he's not human, but he decides on his of his own merit that he is a human and he will live on as a human. It's about surpassing what is expected of you and choosing to live your own way. That's why when Danton died, he said, "I have understood your will and your way of living." Because it's about Makoto choosing his life for himself.
It was just unsatisfactory.
Okay, that's you then, man.
You're welcome to your opinion, no matter how much I disagree.
If anything, this should have been Alan's. This should have been Alan's V Cinema. Because his character arc finally comes full circle in this. Where Makoto kind of doesn't.
Here's the thing. I like what they did because I've always thought that Makoto needed more backstory in the past. Whereas with Alan, between the show, the movies, and the Alan side specials, we've pretty much got his entire life story.
Exactly. So it's like,
that's why I think there's not much more they can do with Necrom.
Full circle.
But that's why they had to do Makoto and not Necrom, because we've already got Alan's entire life story.
It's just with Makoto, I wish they could have done something better.
Why
not his mother?
That'll be next.
No, because there won't be anything next, because we're gonna do X8 next for V Cinemas. Like,
well, I mean, it's safe.
It should have, instead of creating a new character to cram into the backstory, they should have expanded on the older characters that are already in the lore.
But here's the thing, if you think about it, Makoto and Kanon don't have a mother. They were created by Danton, and then Daigo stole them away, and told them that their mother died.
Well, now we know that now, but say, remove Danton and put in Makoto's mother. That would have made it a bit more interesting. Or hell, expand on Makoto's father.
I would like to see a version of this where Danton was Makoto's mother, like a female version.
Yeah.
That would have been interesting.
Like, expand on Daigo's
backstory. Like a nice old lady, and then she's just...
We got Daigo's backstory in the Ghost movie, where we learned about his mission with Argos.
Yeah, but it could have been expanded on a bit more.
I was satisfied.
Yeah. Anyways. Gar, you make fair points, but,
it's just...
I understand your points, and you make good points. I just choose to disagree.
It doesn't affect the show. That's my...
It doesn't need to.
Yeah,
it was still a good movie.
It is still a good
movie. So you could honestly just skip this movie. That's a bad thing.
That's why it's a movie and not part of the show.
If you're interested in finding out if Alan succeeded in turning the sky blue in the Gamma world, then yes, you watch this movie.
Or why
Shadow
Makoto even was a thing.
Because if you just finish Ghost and not watch the Spectre movie, you're not going to know whether he succeeded in his mission or not.
Yeah.
Yeah? Lane, what is that then?
What?
What would that be then if we never found out?
It's to your own imagination.
Exactly.
Okay.
But that's why this movie existed,
it
to answer questions.
No, it could have been, oh fuck, what's the word I'm thinking of?
Up to interpretation?
No, with Amazon Finale. That word that we used for Neo Omega's alpha fight.
Off camera, up to interpretation, assumed. What are you trying to say?
Whatever. We know what you mean. Just leave it up to however you want it to be.
Exactly.
Anyways, in my honest opinion, if you're not a fan of Ghost, watch this movie. It's
Skip
a good
this
time.
Movie.
I would argue that if you haven't watched Ghost, you shouldn't watch it because you have to know who these characters are.
That's true.
Like just skip this movie.
That's you, man.
If you watch Ghost, I absolutely recommend it.
I was disappointed in this.
Okay.
I thought the movie was really great, but I feel bad saying that after Gar said all that stuff.
Everyone is welcome to their own opinions, as long as you can back them up.
Really
just
smart.
Me personally, I just don't see movies and shows and specials so I don't take them so critically as like Scar or Cell do. I just see them as, hey, they're fun movies, and I try like I've stated in the past, I try to find positivity in like almost anything I watch, and so That's what I like to work towards, because I don't like negativity.
To be fair, I did like Sin Spector's design.
Okay, there you go.
That's cool. It's just story. Story needs tweaking.
Blaze posted in our Discord a shot of Takaru.
Weird kid found dead.
Breaking news.
Jeez. Anyways, that's the episode.
Thanks for listening, one and all. Thanks to Blaze and FaceCore for tuning in on our Discord channel. Anyone who's listening, if you want to join in on our live recording sessions, you can listen to us and submit your comments. You can join us at the Discord link that's on our Podbean website, which is castranger.podbean.com. Please check out our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/rscastranger. Check out our TeePublic merchandise.
Is there a new shirt this week?
Site. Yes, we're going to put out this week the Pink Caster shirt.
Me, yay! I'll get it later.
I already bought the Blue Caster shirt from last week's episode.
I haven't gotten mine.
Oh, wow.
No, you'll get yours.
I'm like broke.
No, I mean in the mail.
Yeah,
I bought the Radio Sentai Cast Ranger shirt.
Yeah,
it's stuck in the mail.
It's not like completely broke, but just like not up to date.
It takes a couple weeks, but they're good shirts. So thanks to TeePublic for, we have merchandise, as we've been talking about. And of course, please don't forget to check out our Patreon and consider pledging to help us make the show better for you, make the game faster, and you get access to our notes for all of our recordings, including last week's my very detailed and anally retentively written list for the what made sense with the reset on last week's episode of Exit.
It was really well thought out, though.
Thank you.
Goodbye!
Thanks for listening. Sorry for spacing out weirdly.
This movie sucked.
This episode of Cast Ranger has been brought to you by the glorious donations of our cast patrons, Oliver Nilsson, Joel Maroney, and Chris Laird. Thanks very much.